This is Ian Plessy at Shearwater Football Club. I'm here with manager Ku Dumbaya. After Guildford City won 3-2, it was a fantastic performance. I thought what was most important is that everyone played really well, but especially when we got pegged back, we just kept going and we got the goals to win.
Yeah, I mean, this performance has been coming. I mean, the last game against Beckenham, we played really well again, you know, with my defensive tactics. I've told the boys, defensively we were sound. And the only thing that could really hurt us was set pieces. But I thought the amount of chances we created, and be honest with you, it could have easily been about 6 or 7, if I'm being really honest, with the chances we created. But good performance, a good win, and I think the boys deserve it. So I'm very pleased for the boys.
I know it was a defeat on Saturday, but it sounds like we played very well on Saturday against, as we know, probably the best side in the league, and to keep it only to 3 is a good performance.
Yes, I mean, Saturday again, you know, typical, you know, we defended, they couldn't handle us, a couple of mistakes that they scored from, and also a penalty was a dubious penalty. But what was pleased about that is obviously the manager said, you know, you were outstanding today and you probably deserve more. So I know it's not the icing in the cake, but it's been coming. Listen, these boys have been together 3 weeks. 3 weeks we've got a team together, and to do what they've done, yes, one or two performances have been great, but I think it's been coming. And like I said, I'm pleased for the club, I'm pleased for the players and Nick, and yeah, just over the moon, pleased that we actually got a win that we deserve, to be honest.
I said it a bit earlier, but the defence, midfield and attack just working all in perfect harmony today, because they were just all working for each other, and that was fantastic to see, I felt.
Yes, I keep saying it, I was moving on from Saturday, the belief we had in that game, even though we lost, and going into today's game, it being a derby as well, we thought that if we can play, just continue that standard, that's consistency, we got a chance, and the boys did, and rightly so, and we deserve to win the game. So like I said, it has been coming, it's been a hard 3 weeks, to be honest with you, trying to get a team together, and obviously results not going our way for different reasons, performances, but today everything that you could have wished for in terms of the performance, in terms of the results, in terms of everything being a derby, and we were just pleased for the boys to get a result. So I'm really pleased, to be honest.
Final game on Saturday against Banstead, another chance to continue this little bit of run of form and get a win.
Yes, obviously we're going into the game very positive, and we're going into the game trying to win the game like we're always doing every single game. And there's different ways of winning football matches, but we're going into it very positive, so that's the main thing. And we go again. It's a shame that the season's coming to an end. You know, for us, it's like a start of pre-season, but there we go. It is what it is, and we were going to being very, very positive.
As you say, I mean, I think the work that you and Nick have done off the pitch has been amazing, and I think the fruition of everything that we've done over the last few weeks, I think, really shown today. I think everyone will say thank you very much and well done today.
Yeah, I can't really fault the players, obviously the staff and the club. This is a good club, you know, and I wish the club obviously all the best, whatever they decide to do. But no, it was just nice from the people involved with the club to get a win, which we've done, and everybody associated with the club, just to put another smiling face to them. So overall, just really pleased, to be honest, really, really pleased.
Thank you, Ku.
And no problem, so thank you.